Ace Podcast.
Coming up on this episode.
When she got to the doctors, they said, "What are you here for?" She said, "I don't feel good." And they said, "Why?" She said, "I think I got a bug."
Please tell me you're going to put a rim shot in. You just got hit by that Target big red ball. Now he's a proctologist somewhere now.
He said he had enough of that bad breath.
All this and more on this episode of Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone.
10, 9, we have ignition sequence start. Engines on, 5, 4, 3.
Hey there, you listening. Welcome to another episode of Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone. I'm Aaron.
No, you're not.
Oh, I'm Craig.
Yeah.
That's right, I'm Craig.
They know you.
Oh, right. Who are you?
I'm Aaron.
Oh, hey, Aaron.
Hey, Craig, how are you?
Good. Hey, we're going to got a show we got to do now.
Yeah, because we got some stories.
Yep.
As usual.
Yep.
This would be a very short show if we didn't.
If we didn't have stories, we'd just be sitting around like this. Don't say anything. That wouldn't be much fun, would it?
I don't know. Some people might prefer that.
Hey, since this one's about somebody in your family, do the first story.
Top story.
Headline is, doctors remove live cockroach from a woman's skull in Chennai.
Is it Chennai?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Shania Twain.
Chennai. Now, who are you talking about my family's got a cockroach in their skull?
Oh, nobody.
Because it's a woman.
Nobody.
Oh, you're in trouble.
Nobody.
Whoa, boy. The doctors are glad that Sveille turned up at the
Selvie?
Right. Yes, turned up at the right time, because if the cockroach would have died, it might have harmed her brain.
I think if the cockroach was alive,
it is alive.
I know, but I think if it was alive, it would damage your brain.
What do you hear how she discovered it?
I've heard of them getting in people's ears.
Ooh.
I've never heard of them being up in somebody's brain.
In what could be called the most bizarre surgery, doctors in Chennai successfully removed a cockroach from a woman's skull, and guess what?
What?
It was alive.
Oh no.
According to a report published in the New Indian Express.
Oh, I got, I subscribe to that.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you read this article already then?
No, because it's not really that fast. It's called The Express, but it takes like, I don't know, a week or two.
42-year-old Selvie felt a weird sensation around her nose and eyes at night.
I wonder if every time she shined a flashlight in her eyes, if it scattered.
She asked her son-in-law to take her to a nearby clinic, who then asked her to go to a government hospital where the cockroach was finally removed. Selvie, a domestic worker living in Njambakkam, was fast asleep when she felt an insect crawling inside her nostrils.
This is actually, we're laughing, but this is a tragic story. This is tragic.
She tried to brush it. No, it's not bad. She's okay.
It's tragic. If a cockroach is crawling into your body through your nose, that's tragic.
She tried to brush it aside, but it had already gone in. It went on in, Craig. She then went to the clinic where
it passed the sinuses and went straight to the brain.
Yes, it went on inside. She then went to the clinic where the doctors told
her. What if it would have laid eggs?
Who said it didn't?
Oh, good point.
Where the doctors told her to visit Stanley Medical College Hospital. After the nasal endoscopy, the doctors found the cockroach sitting on the skull between the woman's eyes.
Oh, goodness.
This is the first such case I have seen in my 3 decades of practice, Dr. M.N. Shankar, head ENT department at the hospital,
Mr. M. Night Shankarlon.
Reportedly, Selvie said the night before visiting the hospital was extremely painful. I could not explain the feeling, but I was sure it was some insect. There was a tingling, crawling sensation.
Oh, my gosh.
Whenever it moved, it gave me a burning sensation in my eyes. That thing was running across her eyes, Craig, from the other side.
Running around the back of her eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
And what if it was biting into them and stuff?
I spent the entire night in discomfort. Well, I guess so. Sitting up and waiting for dawn to go to the Stanley Hospital.
Why couldn't you go to Stanley Hospital in the middle of the night?
That's a good question. After getting the reference of a doctor from my employer. The doctors are glad that Selvie turned up at the right time, because if the cockroach would have died, it might have harmed her brain.
How?
It was sitting in the skull base between the two eyes, close to the brain. If left inside, it would have died before long, and the patient would have developed an infection, which would have spread to the brain.
How
Dr.
That,
Shankar.
Okay, but you've got a live insect that's nasty, carries diseases, crawling around behind your eyeballs.
When she got to the doctors, they said, "What are you here for?" She said, "I don't feel good." And they said, "Why?" She said, "I think I got a bug."
Please tell me you're going to put a rim shot in.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I saw this one.
You ever shop at Target?
Not really.
I kind of did today at lunch. I had to stop and grab something.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
If it's convenient for me, I'll go.
Okay, so I saw this. I seen this story.
Done seen it.
This is bizarre. And yeah. I think in the back of my mind, I've always wondered if this could happen, actually.
Yeah, you know what? I've thought about it before, too.
Target, and this is lame, okay? Target's pretty lame anyway, personally.
I agree.
My personal opinion.
I agree.
And this story makes them even more lame-er.
Yes.
Target is refusing to pay for damage after its 2-ton red ball rolls into a driver's car.
Now, I didn't realize those things weighed. I knew they were concrete, but I didn't realize
so
they were 2 tons.
If you're not keeping up with Target, they've got these giant, they call them something. When you put barriers in front of a building to keep cars from getting, you know, to running into the building or whatever.
Yeah, little bumpers.
Well, they're put like you know, you go to a courthouse, they got big flower planters and stuff like that. It's to protect.
Yes.
A guy, somebody pulling up with a bomb or something, or running into a building.
Okay.
So that's what Target has, those giant red concrete.
Yes, like the middle
slabs.
Of their logo.
Yeah, it's a ball.
It makes sense, yes.
It's not often that a shopping center turns into something out of an Indiana Jones movie.
Uh-huh.
But that's the first thing we thought of when we heard that a 2-ton cement ball had been knocked loose from its berth in front of a Target store in New Jersey and rolled into traffic. And now Target doesn't want to pay for the damage it caused.
That
I'm sorry, Target. If you're going to put giant cement objects in front and it breaks loose.
Well, let's look at this the other way.
And wait till you get to the rest of the story, because I read this story earlier this week. It's not the first time this has happened.
What if this guy's car hadn't set the brake and it rolled and knocked their ball off the concrete? They would have blamed him.
They would have blamed him.
Yeah.
Right.
So right back at you, Target.
ABC's Sevens On Your Side team, I assume that's a local
On news, Your Side.
Yeah, that's a local news team there. Has surveillance footage. Why are they taking surveillance of that parking lot? We got the surveillance footage.
The concrete balls keep rolling away.
Of a pickup truck nudging a red bollard, which we learned today is a word the Brits use for a series of short posts designed to keep vehicles from going where they shouldn't.
That's the word we were looking for.
I was actually looking for that.
The bollard.
Marking the front entrance of a store in Paramus, New Jersey. That little bump caused it to break free and roll into traffic where it smashed into a moving car.
Hmm.
All of a sudden, I hear this crash and a really loud noise, the driver said, adding that she thought she'd run over something. It turned out to be the cement ball, which bounced off the driver's side of her car and kept rolling until another driver jumped out of his car and stopped
it. How'd he stop
it? And he was promptly run over and flattened like a cartoon character in the middle of the parking lot. You just got hit by that Target big red ball, the driver said to her. The video shows three men rolling the ball back across the parking lot and then leaving it balanced outside the exit where a child hops on it at one point. So Target, real quick, unpack this one. Not only has Target let this thing get away, they've built something that obviously does not have rebarb holding it.
Obviously not. Yeah.
But it gets away.
There's so many funny lines already in this story.
I know. A guy goes after it. They roll it. It's already 2 tons. They somehow managed to roll it, which right there, they could have been harmed.
Good thing it's round.
They could have been harmed.
Yes.
Yeah. And then a child's on it, which could have been a whole other thing.
Why didn't they go in and say, we brought your ball back?
They should have rolled it to the front door and just let it go through the store.
Yes.
The woman whose car was hit says the ball cost about $3,500 in damage and that the Target's insurance company won't pay for it, even after ABC7 pointed out the way the ball was left unsecured in front of the store. Instead, Target said she could go after the driver of the pickup truck. No!
Well,
if you come to my house and break your leg in my driveway.
Yeah.
Or I break your leg in my driveway.
That's more likely.
Then my homeowner should cover it.
Well, I could see Target's point.
No, it's that Target should take care of the customer first and then go after the guy that hit it.
Don't yell at me. I'm just saying I can see their point.
Target sympathizer. Police, however, were not able to make out the license plate number on the truck, and the woman says she doesn't think the driver of the truck even realized they knocked the ball loose. Target acknowledged that another bollard, wasn't that a Sex Pistols album, wasn't it? Never mind the bollards?
Yeah.
Yeah. at the same location, had broken off days ago. See, that's what I said. Target acknowledged that another one in the same location broken off days ago, but would only say that it was aware of these incidents and that it would recheck all bollards at the store. Well, the ones that are left. As for the driver,
that last one,
she says she'll be filing against the Target in small claims.
Yeah, I see her point.
Absolutely.
Now I see it. Because had they had the truck driver's tag and could locate him, his insurance probably would have taken care of
it. Now, here's the other thing, too. If you got an insurance company that's worth anything, if she's got a decent one, they should probably pay for her car, and then they'll go after him.
Yes.
Most likely.
All right, here's a stupid criminal story, Craig. Man held. Oh, I did it again.
Yeah.
Headline. I'm slipping in my old age. Headline is, man held after unmarked police car stolen in station break-in. A man has been arrested in connection with the theft of an unmarked police car during a raid at the station.
A rave?
Yes, at the station.
Whoop, whoop,
who would break into
whoop,
a police station?
Whoop,
and what are you looking for?
Whoop,
ammo?
Whoop, that's the best rave music I can come up
you
with.
You know what they were playing?
What?
Police.
Oh.
Officers were alert.
Don't stand so close to me.
Put on the red light then. Officers were alerted to the break-in at the Blantyre Police Station in South Lancashire after an alarm went off.
Blantyre Police Station.
Whatever. After an alarm went off around 3:50 a.m. on
Thursday. 3:30 a.m.
When they arrived, they found a number of police items which had been secured in the station were gone, as well as the car.
Did they check the bollocks?
Which was recovered
nearby. No, the bollards. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the bollards. A 28-year-old man has now been arrested in connection with the incident. That's why he's don't rob a police station, of all places. I mean, it's insane. A force spokeswoman said, "Police Scotland can confirm that the following
what?
Police Scotland
what
Police Scotland
what
Police Scotland
what?
Can confirm that following a break in the Blantyre
Blantyre
Police Station in Victoria Street on Thursday, January 5th, a 28-year-old man has been arrested in connection with the incident."
What's the best part about that is that quote never ended.
And I really need to work on my Scottish accent.
That was like, I don't know what was it when Scottish.
That was weird. He is currently in police custody and is due to appear in Hamilton County Sheriff's Court on Monday. A report will be submitted to the Procurator Fiscal. Whatever that means.
Procurator Fiscal. Again, they take words we know, like procure. Right?
Yeah, yeah, I know that one, yeah.
And they try to make it into something.
And I know fiscal, but I don't ever know them together.
Do you know Felonious?
Nope.
Felonious Monk?
Yep.
All right.
Yes, finally. It's been too long, Craig. It's been way too long.
It's Florida.
Yep.
In Florida, I went desert.
It's short. It's real short.
Man running from cops stops to pet cats.
That would be me.
And goes to jail.
I cannot pass a cat without petting it.
Police say the Florida man led them on quite a chase.
Yes, it was a very quiet chase.
While it's often recommended people stop and smell the flowers, taking time out to pet cats can lead to an arrest.
Not normally.
Never petting a cat again. At least that was the case for a Boca Raton man last week who, in the middle of fleeing police, stopped by a home, asked for water, and then proceeded to lay down and play with the homeowner's cats. He really made himself at home, didn't he?
He
needs to focus.
He was easily distracted. Yes.
All that happened after the man is accused of taking $2,000 out of a friend's wallet. Following a night of partying, according to UPI.
Wait, who keeps $2,000 cash in their wallet?
I wish I did. The man then crashed a Lexus into multiple vehicles, including a cop car and a fire hydrant, before he bailed into a residential area. At that point, both the Boca Raton and Delray Beach police departments were on his tail.
Yep.
Get it?
Yeah,
tail.
I got it. Yeah.
Tail. Meow, meow. The man walked up to Candace Noonan's backsliding glass door and let himself in, saying he was a landscaper working next door.
Let himself. Do they do that in Florida? You can just walk in people's houses?
It's a cat door.
Hey, lady, I'm landscaping next door.
I need some water.
He asked her
for a glass of water, and she obliged.
Well, okay.
First Coast News reported, when she returned with the water, the man was lying down on the floor playing with her cats. It was odd, very odd, Coast News quoted Noonan as saying. When Noonan's husband tried to question the man, he fled outside and tried to get away from police by diving into the intracoastal waterway.
Can't get me here.
Yeah. Wait. Okay. The crew on board a police boat landed the catch. See what they did there? That resulted in an August 28th trip to the Palm Beach County Jail.
August 28th? That's a way back.
Daniel Pinedo Valipatino close enough.
Yep.
21 now faces a long list of charges, including burglary of an occupied dwelling,
yep.
3 counts of drug possession,
wow.
3 counts of assault, hit and run, and grand theft auto, among others.
You know what all that adds up to? A long stay in the Gray Bar Motel.
Yep. He was still being held in the Palm County Jail Wednesday, according to jail records.
He's going to be in the pokey a long time, Craig.
The big house.
Yeah. Stony lonesome.
Oh, Florida.
Yeah, oh, Florida. Okay, here's one for you. Headline is, 25-year-old fake dentist ran his own dental clinic after picking up skills on YouTube. And I say, why not?
This just happened with a guy that was a policeman or something? It was the one we just had a few shows back.
Yeah, that guy was a cop running a jail.
Running a jail.
Yeah. Well, this
must be a new trend.
Running a drill.
We need to hop on this train while it's hot.
Yeah, I'm going to be a train mechanic next week. It turns out that dentistry is so easy, anyone can do it. Case in point, 25-year-old Mohammed Irwin Mohad Sudah from Kuantan, Malaysia, who used YouTube videos and dentistry magazines to hone his skills to the point where he was able to open his own dental clinic and perform various procedures.
Okay, now listen up.
Okay.
All right, I have fixed my car a lot of times by looking at YouTube.
Me too, yeah.
I've replaced alternators, whatever.
Yeah.
Why can't you fill somebody's tooth?
Why not? That's what I'm saying.
Question is, where's he getting the stuff?
So this is in Malaysia. They must have laws similar to us, I would think.
I don't know.
Instead of spending 6 years in dental school to pick up the necessary skills to become a licensed dentist, Irwin decided to take a different route. He learned all he needed.
Like a different root canal.
He learned all he needed to perform procedures like tooth extraction.
Well, I can do that.
Teeth scaling. Ooh. And placing braces. Really? So he was an orthodontist too.
That's skill.
By watching all kinds of video tutorials on YouTube and reading dentistry magazines. It's not clear exactly how much time he put into honing his skills, but apparently became so confident in his abilities that at one point he opened his own unauthorized dental clinic in Perk Amp Ungon in Darius and Peruna.
In PIS.
Irwin knew that.
Why was it called unauthorized dental clinic? What if that was the sign?
Yeah, that's what it was. Irwin knew that his charade couldn't last too long. So he planned to close his clinic last year in December. Only, as luck would have it, one of his clients apparently figured out that he wasn't a real dentist when her jaw swelled up to the size of a grapefruit and reported him to the police. He didn't have a license to show them when they came knocking, so he closed the clinic a month early. The fake dentist was charged under Section 27 of the private health care facilities.
Oh, goodness gracious. 27 is one of the worst.
He was slapped with a $9,000 fine.
Why do they keep slapping the guy?
That's just one set of braces. I think he made out pretty well.
Yeah, he did, actually.
Considering the danger he posed to his patients, I'd say he got off pretty easy. One thing's for sure, though, the guy did have some skill. If he was able to learn various dental procedures from YouTube videos and magazines, hopefully he was able to get away with some money during his fake dentist career to attend dental school and get a license.
Now he's a proctologist somewhere now.
He said he had enough of that bad breath.
Glad we make ourselves. Oh, no.
Here we go with the snakes again.
We need a snake theme.
Oh, maybe I should come up with a snake theme.
Snake.
I mean, I got that theme. Florida theme whipped up in, 3 months?
Yeah, it'll take about 3 months. Hey. Yeah. You know those people that walk around with, I think it's odd because I'm not into it, but, you know, they got the big holes in their ears.
The gauges.
They're called gauges.
Yes. To me, that's bizarre.
It's bizarre.
Now, I do have friends because I went to art school.
That's really impressive that you've got friends.
I've got friends with gauges.
Yeah, I know people with gauges.
Sure.
I think it's odd, but I don't dislike them.
I don't like it at all, especially when they get so big you could put like a dinner plate
in
there.
Like you throw golf balls through it.
Yeah.
Or you could get a python stuck in one.
What?
Yeah. Python gets stuck in a woman's gauged earlobe.
Oh, my gosh.
If you think snakes on a plane are bad, imagine a snake in your earlobe hole. Portland, Oregon resident Ashley Glau said she and her pet ball python named Bart are inseparable. But when she put him around her shoulders the other day, they suddenly got a little too inseparable.
Bart, the ball python.
What felt like he struck at my ear, I froze instantly. I didn't move because I really thought he was attacking the side of my head.
Yes.
Law told CNN Jeannie Moos. Oh, I like Jeannie. She's funny.
Jeannie is.
Bart didn't attack. Pythons just like hiding in holes. Ashley grabbed some cooking oil and tried. I said cooking.
Cooking.
Cooking oil and tried to get him out by herself.
and I knew I wasn't going to be able to without hurting him by pulling him back against his scales.
Oh, crap.
Ball pythons, by the way, aren't poisonous. They constrict their prey.
Yeah, they
first,
choke it.
The fire department came. I mean, just chop him in half and pull him out.
Man, I'm telling you.
First, the fire department came, but no luck removing the snake. Then Ashley had someone drive her to the hospital emergency room.
I'd make her ride in the trunk.
Bet
that was
no
me.
One asked Bart the snake. Bet no one. implied, I bet no one asked Bart the snake if he had insurance. Instead, they numbed Ashley's ear and applied lube. Put like string or something like that between my ears and the snake. And it, like, stretched my ear out more and pulled him back through, and all is well.
Oh, yeah, all is well.
Her ear was irritated and bruised, but Bart was fine.
Well, that's a drag.
He acted like nothing ever happened. It was totally chill.
So this is either a smaller than normal ball python, or her ear, she's going to look really funny when she's a grandmother.
I hope I'm around to see the people that are in this age group that are doing those mainly to see what they look like when they're like 67 years old walking around.
Do people still do it? I think it's kind of died out.
No.
They said tattoos are finally falling off. Right off people's
those,
arms.
Those are really cheap tattoos.
All right, Craig. Headline is British Columbia man slashes car tire, accidentally stabs himself in the leg.
Oh!
That's what he gets for trying to slash somebody.
Yeah.
Bleeding man attempted to drive to the hospital before calling an ambulance. He couldn't even make it to the hospital.
Hit his artery or something.
A case of apparent parking lot rage gone wrong has ended with a Vancouver Island man in the hospital after accidentally stabbing himself in the leg while slashing a tire. Saanich police say the 37-year-old Esquimalt, B.C. man returned to his vehicle on Wednesday evening, parked at the somewhere, to find another vehicle parked
parked outside a sandwich.
To find another vehicle parked extremely close to his own.
Oh.
Acting Sergeant Jeremy Leslie said the man located a knife and punctured one of the other's vehicle's tires, but in the process ended up injuring himself quite severely. That's right, as the tire rapidly deflated. Just because of the pure physics of his actions, he punctured the tire and then also ended up stabbing himself in the leg, Leslie
said. What if
he
stabbed it on the flat, like the tread?
Yeah, well, that's what
you stab on the side.
Yes.
I mean, I've heard.
Oh, I bet
you're
right.
I've heard.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about it.
Leslie said the man attempted to drive himself to the hospital, but only made it a kilometer before dialing 911. He was bleeding quite heavily and was losing a lot of blood, so he pulled over to the side of the road and decided he needed an ambulance to take him the rest of the way. Leslie said the man needed immediate surgery as he had severed an artery in his leg.
The man
is now recovering in hospital. Police are still investigating the incident and are looking for witnesses. Leslie said the man faces a potential mischief charge for allegedly damaging a vehicle.
I think if it was my tire, I'd just go visit him at the hospital and he's like, sorry about your tire. I'd be like, sorry about your leg.
Yeah. Don't worry about my tire.
Don't worry about the tire. Hey,
did you hear about this?
What, about hotel ransom by hackers?
Yes.
I've not heard about this.
Not a very strange story, but very interesting
technology
story.
Technology gone wrong.
Very interesting.
Technology. Were they Russian hackers?
Nope.
Hotel ransomed by hackers as guests locked out of rooms. One of Europe's top hotels has admitted that they had to pay thousands in Bitcoin ransom to cyber criminals who managed to hack their electronic key system, locking hundreds of guests out of their rooms until the money was paid.
Hmm.
Furious hotel. Rawr, hotel managers.
See, what about the ones that were in their rooms when this lockdown happened?
Well, I would think they could get out.
You think so?
Yeah, you can always open from the inside.
All right.
Furious hotel managers at the luxurious four-star hotel with a beautiful lakeside setting in the Alpine.
Is this a commercial?
I guess. It's in Austria. Said they decided to go public with what happened to warn others of the dangers of cybercrime. And they said they wanted to see more done to tackle cybercriminals. They just tackle them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
As this sort of activity is set to get worse, the hotel has a modern IT system which includes key cards for hotel doors, like every other hotel.
Exactly.
Hotel management said they have now been hit 3 times by cyber criminals who this time managed to take down the entire key system. The guests could no longer get into their hotel rooms and new key cards could not be programmed. The attack, which coincided with the opening weekend of the winter season, was allegedly so massive that it even shut down all hotel computers, including a reservation system and the cash desk system.
What a mess.
The hackers promised to restore the system quickly if just 1,500 euro in Bitcoin was paid to them.
That doesn't seem like
Bitcoin is that fake money system.
Yeah, but that doesn't seem like too much.
I don't know. It depends on what the value of Bitcoin is. I'm not on board with this Bitcoin thing.
Are you not?
No, I think it's stupid. Managing director, am I holding back what I feel about
no,
it?
No, okay. You should open up more.
Managing director Christoph Brandstatter said, "The house was totally booked with 180 guests. We had no other choice. Neither police nor insurance help you in this case. The restoration of our system after the first attack in summer has cost us several thousand euros. We did not get any money from the insurance so far because none of those to blame could be found. The manager said it was cheaper and faster for the hotel yep. to just pay the Bitcoin." That's what they want.
Yeah.
Brandstatter said, "Every euro that is paid to blackmailers hurts us. We know that other colleagues have been attacked and done the same thing. When the hackers got the money, they unlocked the key registry system and all other computers, making them run again as normal."
Now, the story did go on. I saw an update where it said they tried it again the same night, but it didn't work that time. Now, I've got a story here. I don't want you to get to be alarmed. I want to warn you. And
but
you,
it says alert.
You, the listener, I would like to warn you to don't be
Please,
alarmed.
Please, if you're driving,
yes.
you, the listener, pull over and yes. stop right now.
Right, because the headline is, alert, U.S. bacon reserves hit 50-year low. Because we just can't stop eating bacon.
I just don't know if this is true.
It is true. It is true.
Well, pigs, there's no shortage of pigs.
No, there's not. And the key word here is bacon reserves. Our bacon, the stores aren't going to be out of bacon. But the
We're
reserves.
Talking about government reserves?
Crispy, crunchy, fragrant.
Krispy Kreme.
Oh, now you're talking. Crispy, crunchy, fragrant, savory. It's no mystery that Americans love our bacon. I bet you our Australian friends love their bacon, too.
I know the Canadians like their back bacon.
Back bacon. That's a little yeah. different, though.
It's good.
Yeah, it's
Canadian
good.
Bacon's good.
Yeah, it's ham.
Canadian bacon, yeah. Canadian bacon on a pizza.
Oh,
that's good.
Yeah. But we're eating.
Why are you sitting down on Canadian bacon?
We're eating so much of it lately that our nation's bacon reserves, yes, that does exist, are at their lowest levels in 50 years, according to the Ohio Pork
Wait,
Council.
We're worried about this, but nobody's worried about the bees dying.
Isn't that weird?
That's dumb.
A nonprofit out of Columbus says the demand for frozen pork belly, which is often made into bacon, is outstripping supply because pig farmers just can't keep up. Today, pig farmers are setting historic records by producing more pigs than ever. You know, bacon has really taken off in popularity. I remember
Oh, it's everywhere.
It is everywhere. When I was a kid, you had bacon for breakfast.
You were excited about bacon, but people worship bacon now.
It's crazy. I don't get it.
It is good.
It is good, but so is chocolate, for Pete's sake.
Chocolate-covered bacon.
Today's pig farmers are setting...
Have you ever had chocolate-covered
yes,
bacon?
Yes, I have.
yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh. Today's pig farmers are setting historic records by producing more pigs than ever. Rich Deaton, president of the organization, tells USA Today, yet our reserves are still depleting. As USA Today puts it, there are literally not enough little piggies going to market.
That's, I see that.
Journalistic humor. This means when we go to the market, prices might be a bit higher. Pork belly's prices spiked 20% in January. The council reports increased demand from overseas may have also contributed to the dip in inventory. But despite the low inventory, dear listener and Craig, there will be enough bacon to satisfy our country.
You act like I eat bacon every minute of the day.
While bacon,
I mean, I would.
While bacon may become more expensive for consumers, rest assured, pork industry will not run out of supply.
They'll just come up with a fake bacon.
Faking.
Faking. Write that down.
Okay. You know what we got?
What?
Flaz is going to be happy because we got a top 10 list.
Top 10. M. Night Shyamalama.
I call him M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Yeah, I've used that one.
Yeah.
M. Night Shyamalama movies.
Top 10.
Number 10.
Number 10.
The Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense?
Bruce Willis.
Really?
The Sixth Sense.
Did you like that movie?
I thought it was pretty good.
That yeah. is by far my favorite movie of his.
Yeah, it's number 10 on the list.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Number 9, you want to guess?
No.
Unbreakable. That also had Bruce Willis in it.
Yeah.
And what's his name?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson. I thought it was a really good movie.
Okay, number 8.
Number 8.
Sixth Sense.
That had Haley Joel Osment.
Yes.
Played the little kid.
He saw dead people.
Yes. That yeah. was creeped me out.
Yeah.
Number 7.
Number 7.
Number 7 on the list. Unbreakable.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. Yeah, yeah.
That was the comic book.
Yeah. I didn't like that one.
I did. I thought it was pretty good.
Oddly.
I thought it was better than number 7.
All right. Number 6.
Number 6.
The Sixth Sense.
Oh, that one's creeped me out.
Yeah. That's the one with the dead guy.
Did you see it coming at the end?
Where,
you know, when he dropped the wedding ring?
No.
Oh,
it was creepy.
The first time I didn't see it coming.
Number five.
Yeah.
Number five, M. Night Shyamalan movie, Unbreakable.
Oh, yeah.
That's, starring Bruce Willis.
That's where he could lift a bunch of weights. He thought he was a superhero. He was a superhero.
Yeah,
he
like never missed work or anything.
And
he was unbreakable.
And Samuel Jackson would fall and break
bones.
Yes,
Mr. Glass. They called him Mr. Glass.
Huh.
Yeah.
Number four. This is a good one. The Sixth Sense.
That's my favorite M. Night Shyamalan movie. Yeah, I'll never forget seeing that and that twisted ending.
Yeah.
The number three M. Night Shyamalan movie of all time, Craig, The Sixth Sense.
Oh, that's the one with
Bruce Willis and
the little kid,
Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah,
and then the lady that played his mom was fantastic. Got an Oscar.
And he was in the kitchen one time.
All the things swung open.
Yeah,
creepy movie.
All right. Yeah, number two, Unbreakable.
Yeah, I could see that as number two.
Yeah,
that's my second favorite of his.
Yeah,
I like the comic book feel of Unbreakable.
But what was number one?
Number one, do we need a drum roll? The number one M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah.
Any ideas?
Unbreakable?
Nope.
What?
Ishtar.
Thanks for listening to Two Middle-Aged Dudes in a Microphone. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to rate and review it within your favorite podcast app. You can also visit us on Twitter at 2MADAAM. Or on Facebook at Two Middle-Aged Dudes. Our website is 2dudes.stream. That's the number 2dudes.stream. If you have questions or comments about the show, you can email us at middleagedudes@gmail.com.